SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
At ito pong nagdaang Sabado ng hapon, 13 po ng Abril, ay nalaman po natin na naganap ang isang krimen sa Sydney kung saan isang lalaki ang nagsagawa ng stabbing attack o pananaksak sa 18 katao sa loob ng mall. Nagsagawa agad ng investigasyon ang mga polis ng New South Wales matapos masawi rin ang suspect sa shopping center sa Eastern Suburb. Sinabi po ng mga polis na ang salarin ay isang 46 na lalaki na may kondisyon sa pag-iisip at walang kaugnayan ang kanyang ginawa sa terorismo. Pakinggan natin ang ibang detalye sa ulat na ito. Patuloy na nangangamba ang mga residente ng Sydney matapos ang isang krimen sa isa sa pinakamasiglang shopping centers ng lungsod noong Sabado ng hapon na ikinamatay ng 6 na tao habang ang iba pa ay sugatan. Tinawagan ang emergency services sa Westfield Bondi Junction sa Sydney mga bandang 3:40 ng hapon matapos ang mga ulat ng isang pag-atake o pananaksak ng lalaki sa mga mamimili na dahilan din para magpanik at lumabas ang mga tao sa mall. Kumpirmado ng New South Wales Police ang mga pagkamatay noong Sabado ng gabi. Dumating ang mga polis ng New South Wales sa lugar at sa huli, pinatay ng isang lokal na polis ang lalaki matapos ang paulit-ulit na panawagan para sa kanya na sumuko. Si Ayush Singh, empleyado ng Westfield Bondi at isa sa mga nakasaksi ng krimen, ay nagtatrabaho sa isang kapehan nang mangyari ang pag-atake.
I just saw like a lot of people running and I didn't know what was happening. I thought it was like some people playing prank or something, and after some time I saw a guy with a knife running like from food court to like the cafe that I worked, Glow Bar. And he just went past and I was trying to look, but there was like a wall I couldn't see, and I just heard gunshot, and like I saw the guy lying down and the police officer were trying to like save him after that.
Idiniin ng New South Wales Police na ang pag-atake ay hindi itinuturing na insidente ng terorismo. Sinabi ni Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook sa media na ang 40-taong gulang na suspect ay nakilala bilang si Joel Cauchy mula sa Queensland. Dagdag ni Cook na natiling sarado ang shopping center sa araw na iyon, Linggo, 14 ng Abril, habang nagpapatuloy ang forensic examinations.
The processing of that crime scene will continue very clearly. This was a very broad incident. There's a lot of footage already out in the media depicting some of what has occurred. So people would understand this is a large crime scene. We need to deal with each and every aspect of that crime scene absolutely in minute detail to make sure we get that right. We will do things as quickly as is absolutely practicable, but it will take some time.
Maraming paramediko ang agad na pumunta sa lugar ng krimen at inihayag sa pulisya na kritikal ang pangyayari. Maraming posts sa social media ang nagpakita ng mga taong nagdagsaan sa labas ng shopping center. Ipinapahayag ng mga mamimili at manggagawa ang mga eksena ng kaguluhan at kanilang takot.
I was in a lunch break. I work in the Westfield food court, and I heard some noise. Then I was looking exactly what's happening. Then a lot of people are just running, everywhere. And I asked them what happened. And there is a guy with a knife.
Literally 20 meters away, and you just hear a gun go off. And you're just like, what's going on? So, yeah, a lot of shock. And I was worried, I guess the main concern I was for the people still in the Woolworths, because I reckon there must have been at least 30 people in there.
Sa anim na namatay, lima ang kababaihan at isa ang lalaki. Ang mga biktima na babae ay may edad na 20 to 55 years old, samantalang ang lalaki ay nasa kanyang 30s. Isa sa mga biktima, ang 38 taong gulang na ina na si Ashgood, na nasawi habang sinusubukang iligtas ang kanyang sanggol na nasugatan din. Ang siyam na buwang sanggol ay dinala sa ospital kung saan siya ay sumailalim sa operasyon sa buong gabi at nasa stable na kalagayan na. Sinabi ni Assistant Commissioner Cook na ilan sa mga biktima ay mula sa ibang bansa at wala silang kamag-anak sa Australia.
We are working through the process now of speaking with the families and supporting the families of those victims, two of whom it would appear have no family in Australia. So we are working through and with agencies overseas to attempt to reach out to the families of those victims.
Samantala, pinuri ni New South Wales Premier Chris Minns ang tapang ng lahat ng mga taong nagpakita ng kanilang pagpupursigi noong Sabado upang mailigtas ang iba pang tao sa mall.
I know that many people, because of the number of those that have been killed, may take cold comfort from this fact, but nonetheless it is a fact. And that is that the best in this state confronted one of the worst acts we've ever seen. And we are very, very grateful for the men and women that stood up in Bondi Junction in the last day.
Hindi naman mailarawan ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese ang mga pangyayaring naganap sa Sydney. Sinabi niya na ang suporta ay dapat ding ibigay sa mga nakasaksi sa insidente.
These events were witnessed by thousands of people who were there shopping. This is a shopping centre that is very familiar to Sydneysiders. It is very large indeed. And for people who were forced to be locked in shops, people who ran from danger, people who confronted that danger, many of them should ensure that if they need that assistance to talk these issues through, to deal with this dreadful experience, then they should reach out and that support will be there.
Sinabi rin ng punong ministro na natanggap niya ang mga suporta mula sa mga leader sa buong mundo na kinokondena ang marahas na pangyayari. Inilabas ng Buckingham Palace ang isang pahayag kung saan ipinahayag ni King Charles III at kanyang asawa na si Camilla ang kanilang pagkabahala sa pangyayari. Si UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, US President Joe Biden at ang Santo Papa ay nagpadala rin ng kanilang mensahe ng suporta sa mga pamilyang naapektuhan ng pag-atake. Ang ulat ay ito ay mula kay Alex Anifantes para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.